Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's so funny that we talk about Ben so much. I've mentioned this to Ron before, Bob. I did not have Ben pegged as a guy who would stay in the media limelight after his career. I don't think he did. I think he said he was going to be more like Jack Lambert in retirement than Hines Ward or somebody like that. He's literally in the news every week because he says interesting things.
We talk about him almost as much as when he was playing.
More, practically, in the offseason.
Well, I would have agreed with you. I'm sure Ron would have also. You know, I thought for sure it would just kind of be a lot of golf, a lot of family time. But he's gotten, not only has he gotten a taste of it, I think he really likes it. And honestly, I think he really does well with it. He's getting more and more comfortable with it.
Could you see him in a broadcast role?
I wouldn't rule that out.
I think he'd be very good at it.
I think that would ruin it. I like the podcast format better. I like him just opining on all different topics. I think this is perfect for him.
I watched the entirety of the Tomlin one, an hour and 45 minutes. And he goes, we don't prepare. We just come out and wing it.
I can tell you that they don't. They just go at it.
Spence kind of drives the ship.
Yeah.
Ben clearly the star. But I never would have guessed it would be like this.
Me neither. And it's really good. It is.
I tease him. I taught him everything he knows being on our show for 7 years.
There's no doubt about that. Now, when are you going to be on his podcast? That's the question. Bob's up on you 2-0.
He's up 2-0. I'm sure he'll be 3-4-5-6-0 before.
I might get a shot. You'll get a shot. I'm sure you're going to get a shot.
Has he had an ink-stained wretch on there yet?
No.
No.
You'll be the first, Ron.
No.
I think.
No.
I think you'll get an invite. Let's you don't? See,
he's had Earl Heath Miller on. He's had Tomlin. He's had Harrison. And then Bob fits right in.
McCutcheon. Friermuth.
Merrill Hodge
has been on there. That's exactly
he
right.
He got a lot of buddies in the game.
So this was Ben on his podcast, Footballin', with Spence. I don't know if it came out yesterday or when it did. I think it did. This was mind-blowing. This stuff about the injury he sustained going into the Super Bowl against the Packers. I don't know of anybody ever who's been injured playing this particular sport. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, my financial advisor rented a house down in Dallas. And so our whole family was there, agents, like everybody was in this house just hanging out. When we had free time, we would just hang out. They had this amazing, like, beautiful house. Had shuffleboard table, ping pong table, pool table, all this stuff. So we were just hanging out, and there was a hardwood floor, and we were playing, and we took our shoes off out of respect to the house, and we were playing shuffleboard, and we'd throw the shuffleboard down, and we would run down and slide across the wood floor to watch the thing come down, you know, being silly. And as I slid across the floor, a piece of wood shank about this long broke off into the middle of my bottom of my foot. And it was in there so deep that I had to go see, like, the trainers, the doctors. Like, they had to, like, get it out and little shards. Like, it didn't just come out. It was, like, one piece, and it came out. Like, there were little pieces in there.
Like shards?
Of wood. And it was awful. And it was one of the most painful things I've ever had to deal with. We soaked my foot. We did everything. I wore a bigger size shoe. I remember, like, and Doc couldn't shoot it up because, you know, your foot goes numb, you're done.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the most painful things. I remember going through warm-ups. And almost looking at Mike like, I don't know that I can play.
Did you still have shards of it still in there?
Yeah, I had shards of it for like almost a year later.
You were pulling out.
Uh-huh.
Do people know that?
I don't know. They do now.
No.
They do now.
I don't know what's been.
I could see him calling Coach T's cell phone and saying, Coach T, I got a little problem here with my foot. That was
a shuffleboard injury.
I got injured playing shuffleboard.
I never heard that story before.
I don't think anyone.
Shank in the middle of your foot? I would have had to have been airlifted out of that place.
Oh, me too. I can't deal with a little splinter half the time, especially if it affects your golf swing.
How big did he say it was, Folsom? Were you watching it on video?
I was watching it, but I have to go back and see the
video. Was it like a plank of wood into his foot?
But then he said it was in there for like a year. That would be the whole next season. It would still have been in there.
So on the injury report, if we had known, it would have been
Shanks.
Yeah. Shanks.
Little shuffleboard in parentheses.
That's phenomenal. I don't see. These are the things that he can reveal now that he, you know.
Did it appear to affect his play in that game?
I'd have to go back. I don't think so.
I mean, he threw an interception when the ball got rushed in the end zone, but I don't think so.
He didn't have a great Super Bowl that day, did he?
I think it was better than the one he had against Seattle, but, you know, they won that anyway. No, it wasn't his greatest performance.
I have to wonder, at least, if you have a wooden shank in your foot. I'm not making excuses, but that at least gives me pause.
Some sort of factor there, right?
Wasn't a shank. There were shards.
Shards? Shank?
Big difference.
Well, he said a shank turned into shards. They took out the shank.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't show up with a piece, a huge plank of wood. They had to build him a special cleat for each side because the bottom was lower. Right.
For the shank.
Coach T, you better get the backup ready.
He was 25 of 40, couple TDs, couple picks in that game. He had a chance to win it with exactly two minutes left, right? No timeouts. Four straight incompletions,
right?
Yeah. There's one play I always think about from that game, and it's Mike Wallace.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that one, of course. But there's Mike Wallace broke free, and it was either he didn't run the route right or Ben made a bad throw, but it's the type of play that you set up for an entire game. It happened in the second half, I believe, and it was an incompletion. I always wonder. I'd love to ask Ben or Mike Wallace about that play. And then there was the interception Ron mentioned where Ben got crushed in the end zone.
Yeah, he got hit just as
and
he
it got returned.
It. Yeah.
That's the bad luck part of that. It's one thing to throw a pick. You don't see
from down the sidelines
where there was all 11 Steelers were between that guy and the end zone. Except I know guys were on the other side of the field and stuff, but man, that one hurt. That one hurt.
Almost as much as the shank in the foot.
Nothing could hurt that much. And then there were other revelations yesterday. Ben was on with the Penguins flagship station and talked about the Niners' interest in him and perhaps mutual interest. He said they called to gauge interest. I had conversations with my agent, my wife, my family, prayed a lot about it, and I'd be lying if I didn't say there was a small part of me that was intrigued, like, oh, man, I can still do it, like prove to people that I could still play. And then he said at the end of the day, couldn't see himself in anything other than black and gold. They had a great chance. I wonder if he believes they would have won the Super Bowl with him. It didn't say exactly when this happened. I would imagine it was later in the year, but it didn't say. It could have been at any point.
Could have been after Trey Lance's injury really early in the season.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Would they have had a better chance with Ben or Brock Purdy? Could Ben have won the Super Bowl with San Fran last year?
It's a pretty good offense to be a part of.
That is, yeah, but not knowing the offense. Brock Purdy was really good until he got hurt.
He was, but again,
until he got hurt.
It's an offense that's quarterback friendly.
I think he could have run. I think he could have stood back there behind that line and had plenty of time to throw and found ways to win. I think out of any system in the entire NFL, that might have been the perfect one for him.
And he'd had a great coach to guide him, too.
Yeah.
To design stuff that would work for him.
Right. I mean, Baker Mayfield walked in off the street and won a game. Ben's been doing this for a million years. I think he and Shanahan could have found a way. Would they have won the Super Bowl? I don't think so. Would they have gotten there? I would have given him a decent chance of getting there.
The only thing, the difference between he and Mayfield, though, Mayfield could still move a little bit, and Ben's mobility at that point, not very good.
True.
Not very good.
But to walk in, to me, that's proof.
What Mayfield did was incredible. Incrinculant.
Yeah. I don't know that it's as complicated as we all want to make it out to be.
Maybe not.
I mean, I think a lot of these teams are doing similar things. And if you have time to throw in a well-designed offense.
Time in a well-designed. And they have guys with George Kittle and their wide receivers and their running, but they can spread it out pretty quickly. And
he could have handed it off 35 times a game.
Yeah. That's what Garoppolo did the year they got to the Super Bowl.
Do you wish he would have?
No. I kind of like to remember him just as a Steeler. I mean, if he'd have won a Super Bowl, I'd have been glad for him. But, I never liked seeing, and not that he would have been as bad as Unitas or Namath. I hated to see those guys finish their careers looking bad in another uniform. Franco.
Which part being worse, looking bad or in another uniform?
The combination thereof, probably.
I wouldn't have minded this. In fact, I would have loved it to see him on San Francisco.
Oh, it would have been great for us to talk.
I think he could still throw the ball, which is the most important thing here. I think he could have stood back there and thrown the ball. My God, here, they put him in front of a rookie guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center and put him at center.
In a disastrous
offense where they didn't let him call audibles at the line.
And he might have been able to get away with throwing the ball like 25 times in a game, right, in San Francisco. It's not like they would have had to rely on him all that much.
I feel like it would have worked like Drew Brees, somebody like that, or Peyton Manning. By the ends of their career, they couldn't even throw an out pass. They couldn't throw a simple out. Their arms were made of linguine, Bob. Or your pasta of choice, which would be what, by the way?
My pasta of choice?
Yeah.
Angel hair.
Ron?
I'm a thicker noodle guy. I like fettuccine.
I like rigatoni.
How about gnocchi? Or is it gnocchi? Or is it gnocchi?
Gnocchi's a little heavy on the tummy. Yeah.
Too heavy.
Maybe as an hors d'oeuvre, Bob. Falsey, your favorite kind of pasta?
Rigatoni.
Rigatoni. Yeah. Me too.
Boy, my mother made great rigatoni.
Did she?
Sauce, meatballs.
Sauce is the key.
Tom Warren was our next door neighbor. He was the paper boy. And every time he'd get to our house, he'd come in and eat. And the people up the street would be calling our house, "Where's Tom with my paper?" He was eating my mother's rigatoni.
That's
it was
great.
So good.
So I'm wondering about this now. Would the sight of Ben in that uniform bother you? For me, it wouldn't. I'm wondering for diehard Steeler fans, would it bother you to see that sight? I bet you it would bother you, if it were Baltimore or the Bengals or the Browns. But the Niners, for me, it would feel like, I don't know, pick another great player.
Bother isn't the right word. I mean, it would have been fascinating to see. I'm just glad he didn't do it. You know, not that it would have bothered me if he did. I'm glad he didn't do it.
Would you have been bothered,
And I don't
Bob?
Even know how close he came to it, by the way. This might be one phone call.
Could be.
Hey, Ben, you have any interest? We're having a real trouble up here.
He said he took it to the point of praying over it, so it would sound at least. And who knows?
He considered it, right.
That part of him, what he said, wanted to prove that I could still play. And I bet you, Ron, he wanted to prove it to Colbert and Tomlin.
No doubt.
More than anybody else.
I mean, who else would you prove it to? You know,
he had a lot of critics his last
year. Yeah, but I don't know. You can never satisfy them.
All right.
No matter what.
Is it bothersome? Is it something that makes you sad or annoyed when you see a great, and this is going to lead into Sidney Crosby talk, by the way, when you see a player you've watched your whole career in another jersey? Does it depend on the jersey?
I think it also depends on the person. We got over Franco. Franco went to Seattle, and yet he became a living legend here as if he never left here.
But the sight of him in Seattle had to make people
jarring.
Sick.
It was jarring, no doubt.
Yeah. I personally, if he had done it, it would have been an interesting story, and I looked at it from that point of view.
Falsey, as a Steeler fan, would you have been bothered?
I think it's situational. It depends on what the situation here is, and if he has rousing success somewhere else. Like, if he would have gone to a Super Bowl and won it.
And won a Super Bowl.
That would have definitely bothered me.
It would have been great. What would have bothered you?
Oh, I think it would have bothered a lot of Steeler fans.
Yes, it would have. Wow. I don't want that guy winning Super Bowl somewhere else. Are you kidding
me? Plus, how many would that have been for the Niners? How many have they won?
Five.
So it would have tied the Steelers?
Oh, that would have been worse.
I would have loved, if I'm a fan and I'm trying to think back to my days and a great player leaves, I want him to win. That's one of the reasons he leaves.
Only if I'm still winning, though.
Well, for me at least, especially if I'm not winning. Get this guy. All right, this leads into Sidney Crosby talk then. Let's go to this because it's a natural segue, Bob, which is a great word, by the way.
By the way, I mentioned Sid voted again by the NHLPA most complete player in the game.
Mm.
Not Connor McDavid. 4 years in a row, he's either been first or tied for first as the most complete. What a tribute to him.
Yeah.
This is the Players Association.
It's just the respect.
Voting for him.
Right.
And you can see it when it, even if they're not, their line's not scoring, they're normally dominating in the territory in the offensive zone, and it's all because of him. He's amazing.
Incrinculant.
So, Sidney Crosby on another team. Penguins, let's say they're rebuilding. They've decided to tear it down. Would you want that to happen, or would you rather him stick around? Should he be bound to stick around? Would you want him to stick around? Would it be hard for you to see him in, I don't know, a Colorado Avalanche jersey winning the cup? Would you be rooting against him? For me, if I love a guy and I'm a fan and he goes at the end of his career to a different team because my team either doesn't want him anymore, which was the case with Ben, I'm rooting for him. I want it to happen, and I want him to win. That's just me.
The classic example of that, you even mentioned the Colorado, Ray Bourque.
Ray Bourque, yeah.
Leaving Boston after all those years, going and to Colorado
won a cup. Right.
To win a cup.
That's right.
Now, I wonder, are the people in Boston happy for him?
Absolutely. They, I think most, yeah.
Are they jealous? Are they upset?
They should be happy for him, everything he did for them. As far as Crosby, you know, he has this no trade clause, but if he wants to continue to play and he believes he still can help a team, the one thing that will stop him is when he becomes – not what he wants to be as a player.
Would it bother you to see him in another jersey?
Well, let's talk about this scenario. How about if it does go the other way here and things get really bad and he offers to them, you know, I have too much respect for this franchise.
I want to win.
I want to win. I'm going to help you win quicker maybe if
right.
you use me.
That's
I'll
tool.
Go here. You acquire what you got to acquire, and I'll try to help myself, and you can help yourself, and I'll have a part in that.
I can
right,
see that
but that's
happen.
Kind of a different – I'm not asking you, should they, will they, what would it look like, would it help both? Would the sight of Sidney Crosby skating around for the Toronto Maple Leafs sicken you, or
no.
would you love it?
I'm a fan of the person. I think he's a tremendous, he's given everything he could give here. He's been so good in so many ways that people don't even know. If it makes him happy and if it works for him, I would root for him, and it wouldn't do anything for me.
I'd love to see him win again. Whether it's here or somewhere.
But I would prefer it to be here.
Why doesn't that translate to Ben with the Niners?
I didn't say that. I just said that I'm glad that he didn't. I would prefer Sid doesn't either. But if it happens.
But you sounded way more enthusiastic about Sid going somewhere and winning than Ben.
Well, then I misled you. I apologize for that. That's not what I meant.
Okay.
What I meant
no,
was,
that is exactly what it sounded
what
like. It's not that big of a deal. It's just sports talk.
What I meant was that I'm glad Ben didn't do it, and I hope yeah. Sidney doesn't get to that point.
But if he does, you'll be rooting for him.
I'll be glad to see him win. Right.
And I okay, would be that's glad not to see, what you said with
I would
Ben.
Be glad to
that's
see,
all.
I didn't think I said Ben winning. I said I'd be glad to see him
You would have been glad to see Ben go to the, I thought we just talked about that 2 seconds ago, and none of you would have been glad to see Ben win with the
I'm
Niners.
I'm not glad to
I
see
didn't, I didn't say that.
I'm not
you didn't
glad
ask
to
me
see
that.
Ben leave. I wouldn't be glad to see him go somewhere else. But if he does, let him
yeah,
win.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's
let
the
him
person.
Win. And the same thing with Sid. I hope it doesn't come to that. I really don't. I don't want to see Sid in another uniform. But if he ends up in Montreal or Toronto or wherever, I'd be glad to see him win. That's all.
For me, it would be no big deal to see him in another uniform at the end of his career. I guess if somebody wants to go win, great.
See, I think this is situational as well. I think I would be bothered by Ben going to win a Super Bowl because I feel like the Steelers could have put the pieces together to still win a Super Bowl with him here. And so I would feel like, man, that's a huge missed opportunity. Here he is winning a Super Bowl with another team. When we're talking about the Sidney Crosby scenario, we're already assuming that the Penguins are tanking, right? They're done. They have no chance of winning another cup. So, yeah, go ahead and go to
but
Colorado
I think
and win another
fans,
one. That's
most
fine.
Fans would have been angry if Ben would have gone and won with them. With the 49ers. Sid, maybe not so much, but I think that fans wouldn't have liked to see him win.
Because?
That's because he didn't play really well here his last year, and he goes somewhere else and helps them win. I think a lot of fans would be ticked off by that.
You're probably right, but... You know,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Let's gauge it with the fans. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. I think that would be dependent on the team. the circumstances. James Harrison leaving ticked off a lot of people because of the circumstances. If you go to Baltimore or Cincy, but if he's out in San Francisco, I would bet a lot of Steeler fans would want him to win.
Harrison went to New England.
Right.
Which is not another
after quitting on the Steelers.
Not another likable franchise.
And again, in that situation, you thought the Steelers still had a chance to win a Super Bowl, and this guy jumped ship and went to another team.
Right.
So that's what angered people. I think it totally depends on what the situation is here.
And do you think the same thing then about Sid if he went to Montreal or Toronto, that people would be angry if he won?
No, I don't. I don't, because Sid's still done it at a high level here, depending on when it happens, too.
So you think with Ben it would be more residue from how
it ended,
he didn't play well
it here. Ended here, yeah, exactly.
That fans think he didn't play well.
Right.
I mean, for me, it's just I'm looking at people I know, what I've watched, what I see, how much they've done for a town. They have the right to do what they want to do. And I would always look at it that way, from that prism.
And
I'm not going to worry about what other people think.
Another angle of that, though, is, you know, Ben is one of the all-time greats, first ballot Hall of Famer, but I don't think he's on Sidney Crosby's popularity level or Mario Lemieux's popularity level or, back in the day, Franco's popularity level with the fans. That's why I think they would be a little more harsh on him if he won.
I think
if
they would have been.
That makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. I just disagree. I think they would have been rooting for him to win a Super Bowl. I think if it came to, you know, let's imagine Chiefs Niners in the Super Bowl with Ben for the Niners, I think Pittsburgh would have been a town
maybe
that would have been hot on the Niners. I could be wrong.
Maybe. You might be right.
Yeah, I think that.
Give us a sampling.
I definitely think that.
Give us a sampling of that. 412-928-9370. What if this had happened? Ben said he got to the point where he was praying about it, talking to his agent.
His wife.
His wife. It doesn't mean it got close, but it means he was absolutely, it was more than just a no thank you. That's for sure. And then it does really lead into Sidney Crosby talk. That's a viable topic. What if Mario had gone to the Canadians at the end of his career?
Wouldn't have liked to have seen it, but I'd have rooted for him.
I think people.
A lot
would
of people have talked
him.
About Chris Letang potentially. Not now, but they did. Oh, is it time for him to go to Montreal? That's, you know, that's the team he grew up.
And I think with Mario, it would have been largely about circumstances too. It wouldn't have been like he wants out of Pittsburgh. It would have been like, hey, we owe him millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
He deserves to go somewhere and get paid after all he did for Pittsburgh. In Montreal, would they have rooted for him? Yes, I think so.
And what is the value of the player staying with one team?
That too.
You know, all Mario, it's paid off for him staying here. Hines Ward probably had an opportunity or two. He said, I wanted to be in one place. Jerome probably could have gone somewhere. But it was worth it to him for his brand to stay here.
But if you go to, did it hurt Ray Bourque in Boston? I don't know. Hurt Franco?
No,
here?
It didn't hurt Franco.
I mean, you can always go somewhere.
But you can also expand your brand by going to another city. And if you're
good
and serve a role.
Or just go chase the cup and then come back. I'm
right.
sure Sid would come back and live here anyway. I don't think it would affect him. I don't.
No, I don't either.
Or if Mario had gone.
Would it affected Hines? Because he said flat out, that's the reason I didn't go somewhere.
I don't think so. If he had gone and played for the Rams for a year and then, in a nondescript season somewhere and then come back to Pittsburgh, no, I don't think it. Even James Harrison, he came back here and they gave him a standing ovation.
Yeah, I think time will ease all of that if you did it. If a player did it and they can, it's like anything else. It's what you remember, what you choose to remember.
I hope it doesn't come to that for Sid.
Well, let's continue that conversation
because
it's absolutely a viable topic. Would you trade him under any circumstance? What would he do if things completely fall apart here? What would he want to do? Would he rather stay no matter what, or would he want to keep winning? Let's talk about all of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.